I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby. That's good stuff.
You got to see Alexander.
Dude.
You're going to like it.
Okay, good. I
you're going to like to see those ladyboys getting trounced.
Does he do a speech in the movie?
Several.
With the one where he's like,
several
where
speeches.
The people turn on him?
Yes.
Dude, that's a sick speech.
Yeah. Where he's like, I want greatness, dude. You guys are fucking bailing on me
he
right now.
He talks about my father. No, he sends, at the end of, Alexander sent his troops home. At a certain point, they crushed so hard, he was like, hey, for all the older soldiers, like,
yeah,
you guys did it, go home. And they started being like, fuck you, dude, we're not fucking gay. And he's like, I never said you guys are gay.
No, in the movie, all his troops are being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, dude, we've, in their defense, they had been on campaign for about 8 years.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Mm-hmm. They reached the whole way to, like, India.
Yeah.
From, like, Greece. And they were like, dude, what are we doing? Can we stop? These guys have elephants. We've never seen these things. We're getting fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, no.
And then, yeah, he was like, I'm going to go. You guys can go home if you're gay.
I think after that, he gave the speech where he eventually was like, all right, dudes. Because, yeah, because they tried to chicken out on him, I think.
Yeah.
And he like, in the one speech he talked about his dad, he's like, dude, my dad put Macedonia on the map. And then.
Philip, I believe.
Yeah. And then I come up.
Kind of like me.
Ooh, damn, dude.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of similarities.
Can you change your name legally to Shane the Great?
Alexander the Great.
Shane the Great.
Shane the Great? Perhaps.
You might have to change your name before you go down to Alabama. Before you do that show in Alabama, you must be Shane the Great.
It is for real a black comic name. Shane the Great. Ha ha. Shane the Great, funny man. Lemaire, how come you don't have a black stage name? Well, never mind. You kind of have the blackest name I've ever heard. Why? How come you don't have a? Have you ever considered one?
No, I've never even considered one.
What would you? What do you think you'd go with?
Lemaire so crazy.
That's great. That's so good. Honestly, I thought it was going to be terrible. I thought you were going to say like Lemaire from Up the Block.
Dude,
but Keith rules.
I know.
But Lemaire so crazy.
Is there any? Is there any like battles over like people stealing each other's like stage handles?
I love Beat the Cheeks.
Beat the Cheeks is nice.
Beat the Cheeks. Beat the Cheeks is so funny. It's also funny to have a name. Dude, you have names like that, then you bomb.
Oh.
Like to have a wild name, be like, yo, Crazy Man Lemaire. You go on stage and bomb, you're like, fuck you, pussy.
Oh.
Black comedy names rule.
Yeah,
what would you go with?
Oh, man.
I was calling myself Problem Child for a little
while. Problem Child.
I think somebody's... that is a couple people's names.
Really?
There's several Problem Childs floating around.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't... I don't know if I can come up with a name like that.
You could go with Twisted.
Twisted?
Just Twisted.
True.
Be White Boy Matt.
White Boy Matt?
White Boy Matt.
There's a lot of white boys, too.
True.
Who was talking about it, where they always just had one, like, white geezer? Was that us?
Oh, the Laugh House?
Every black show I've done, they usually had one old geezer white dude in rotation that like kind of sucked.
Yeah, there's a, I think there's a thing. I think it's like good practice to throw like a white dude on the flyer.
Yeah.
That's always what I heard.
Which doesn't make much sense.
I think you just
chuck. Because they typically don't do great.
Chuck a honk. I think you just chuck a honk on the flyer. Just
it
like,
really is like a honk, like they just trot him out to be like, look at this fucking white guy. They literally like bring it. It's like an exotic creature.
My name will be Wild Boy Gary Owens Bukusker, dude.
Wild Boy Gary.
Wild Boy Gary Owens.
Fuck, I was Problem Child.
I might be Wild Boy.
I think somebody jokingly had a Problem Child.
Really?
I forget.
Yeah, the stage names rule.
Problem Child's tight.
The show format is my favorite.
At what?
Opener?
Host for 45 minutes. Well, first off, it's DJ for 2 hours past when the show is supposed to start. Hosts, solid 40.
Easily.
Seven different guys go up. Then they're like, yo, we got a special treat for y'all. White boy, funny man, Matt. Hello, yeah. Dating? Dating's weird. Does anybody else use dating apps? Like, fuck you.
Yeah, that was always fun doing black shows and like just watching people slowly look up. It would take about like 5 minutes and then people would slowly look up. It would like you would get a couple people on your side. People start laughing, then you see people slowly put their phones down, and you see like some dude. If you got the guy,
you just had to roast somebody.
Well, if you take a shot
at somebody, everyone's like, oh, especially with a black reference.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
like, damn, he's cool.
That's a crush. That's a big crush.
Yeah, it's a nice crush.
The thing that helps, I would gauge it if I could get the guy who was wearing sunglasses inside to laugh. then you start to win the hearts and minds of everybody. True. There's the one dude who shows up and just like fucking huge sunglasses inside.
Stunners on.
If you get him going, dude, it's like you won.
Mm-hmm. What's worse than bombing at a black show?
Oh. Ooh, I don't know.
At Warm Daddy's, people just start eating.
Oh, God.
Everybody's got dinner in front of them, so they just literally like 1 minute into you bombing, they're like, mm-mm. Like very audibly, like, no.
Yep. Start hearing the clank of silverware, and you're just like. Yeah. And then the DJ brings you up real dramatically. He's like, give it up for me. And you come up, and you're like, can you guys hear me back there? I don't know. Guys are having full-blown conversation. Yeah, you get a minute.
And that's the one crowd you can't be like, hey, could you shut up?
Oh, hell no, dude.
You're just going to get the fuck beat out of you.
That always did bother me, though. You'd get a lot of comics who'd be like, I'm sorry, this is my time. Like, you get them in open mics who would be like, I'm sorry, this is my time to do this. And hell no, man. It's like, dude, shut up and do your fucking stuff. That used to bother the fuck out of me.
I think I did that at Raven once.
Really?
But not for me.
Oh, no. I mean, that's... It was about...
Literally, I went to... One of the last times I went to Raven, whoever was on stage, everybody in the room was just talking.
Yeah, it's all comics.
And I get it, because you've seen the act. You know they kind of suck. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're just... This is another... We got to waste 5 minutes and listen to this. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up there. I was like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
What's the point of this if you're not... Everybody's... Is this just us hanging out?
You know? Well, that was all comics. Yeah, I'm talking about someone watching the crowd who was engaged for other people, and then they would start to bomb and be like, oh, my God. Like, are you fucking serious? You fuck. It's like, hey, dude, you were kind of just bombing there.
Yeah.
I've seen that move. I've seen people turn on those.
Judy Gold did that at the Voss roast. Literally everyone murdered, and then she bombed, and then while she was up there, she's like, oh, if a man was saying it, you'd all be laughing.
Well, it would be funny. Like,
then it would be funny. But also... Bonnie hosted the thing and murdered.
Oh. So it's like,
wrong.
Sorry. What's Trump up to right now? I haven't been fighting.
I know. I think about him a lot.
They pushed him out of the news cycle, man.
He's back. He fucking wrote a letter to the head of SAG.
What?
And he was like, beat it. Yeah, it was pretty tight.
Wait, so now he's resorted to letters now?
Yeah, he's writing his letter. He just writes full letters to people with the seal of the former president of the United States. He started his own office.
What?
The office of the former president of the United States.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. What's he up to?
He's just fucking balling out. What do you think?
True.
What is he up to?
I haven't heard anything about him.
Stunners, what do you got?
There's this store near my house that sells like... Basically knickknacks for like rich, like kind of younger white people who live in cities.
Yeah.
They sell political action figures. So they have one of Joe Biden, his action figure slogan on the side of the box that says truth over lies. And then they have one of RBG that says like, I think it says like dissidents or something like kind of like revolution.
She resisted.
Yeah, it's something like that.
And she was in the Supreme Court of the United States. She literally was the system.
Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, The kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt's unfunny fart friends, guests, and Lamar. The stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
Very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess, a stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic of the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.